From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A doctor who used to work at a Bronx hospital returned with a rifle hidden under his white lab coat and opened fire Friday, killing one person and wounding six others before apparently taking his own life. James O'Neill, New York City Police Commissioner.
17th floor, officers encountered the male suspect lying on the floor, dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. An assault rifle was found nearby. The subject was wearing a white medical-type coat. A female victim was also discovered on the 17th floor. She was pronounced dead at the scene. A total of six additional victims were found on the 16th floor. They had been removed to the emergency room of the hospital. Five of them were seriously injured, and one suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. The subject was not being officially identified at this time. Is a former employee of Bronx Lebanon Hospital.
Brett McGurk, the U.S. envoy to the coalition fighting Islamic State, flew into Ankara Friday in the latest efforts by Washington to calm mounting tensions involving key allies in the war against Islamic State. Those tensions threatened to derail efforts to capture the Syrian town of Raqqa, the militant's self-declared capital. McGurk's visit comes as the same day as President Donald Trump spoke by telephone with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The head of Venezuela's intelligence agency is being summoned to court on suspicion of committing grave and systemic human rights violations. Chief Prosecutor Luisa Ortega Diaz's office says is investigating cases of arbitrary raids, illegitimate detentions, and people being held in jail despite court orders that they had to be let free. This is VOA News.